It's All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence. Tonight, legendary Texas guitarist Jimmy Vaughn, older brother of Stevie Ray Vaughn, starts another tour of Hawaii. He'll play the Blue Note this evening and tomorrow at 8 p.m. before heading to the Kahilu Theater on Saturday. He's got a new album filled with some classic songs that Jimmy covers. The record is called Baby Please Come Home, and it's a treat to welcome him to the show now. Hey, Jimmy, welcome, and thanks for doing this.
My pleasure.
Who are you bringing with you on this latest tour?
Well, if anybody heard my album called the Jimmy Vaughn Trio, which was the CD that I came out right before this, I'm bringing Mike Flanagan on the B3, our drummer Jason Corbier. It's the trio that I'm bringing.
I'm assuming you're going to be digging deep into this record.
Well, we're going to do some of that stuff, and we're going to do stuff off of the last record, which was a live album. So we're going to do a little bit of everything.
And as for this new album, Baby Please Come Home, I was looking at the lineup of cats that you cover. We just had from Savoy Brown, we had Kim Simmons on the show, and he was talking about the Bill Doggett Band and how important that was when he was a youngster, and guitarist Billy Butler, that group he learned a lot from. And lo and behold, there on the record, you're covering Bill.
Yeah, absolutely. Billy Butler, what a great musician, that whole Bill Doggett thing. You know, I got to play with Bill Willis. He passed away several years ago, but a lot of my older records had Bill Willis on the B3. He knew Bill Doggett and learned how to play organ from Bill Doggett. So there's a lot of history that goes back, and a lot of my influences go back to that.
How many of them have you either played with yourself or met? Like some of the other ones besides Bill, there's Etta James, Fats Domino, T-Bone Walker, Clarence Gatemouth Brown. That's just some of them.
I got to play with most of them, and I've seen all those people you just mentioned. I never played with Fats Domino, but I saw him play a lot. He would come to Antone's, and he would come to the Armadillo in Austin.
And Etta James?
And Etta James. I got to meet Etta James when I was a teenager in Dallas at a gig. Later on, I got to kind of be friends with her a little bit and did a bunch of gigs with her. And she liked me because I was from Dallas, and she had a history there. So she would talk to me, and she liked Stevie. And so, you know, we got to be quite friendly with her, and she told us that she was proud of us because we kind of carried it on a little bit, you know.
When you were doing those shows, you were on stage together at the same time?
Yeah.
Like a whole set or just a couple tunes?
Well, we would just, you know, sit in, and we would be on shows together, and then we would sit in together, and then we would play and talk, you know, and got to introduce my mother to Etta James and
wow,
all that kind of stuff, you know.
That's what I'm talking about. Thinking when you mentioned that, introducing your mom to Etta James, and you talked about first meeting her as a teenager, you said, and it made me think of how this year you have tour dates with both Eric Clapton and Buddy Guy. Both of these guys have factored into your life in a lot of ways for a while. Can you explain how far back you go with each of them on a personal basis?
When I first started playing, of course, I didn't know either one of them, but I had their records, and so I was big-time influenced by Buddy Guy. I had the Folk Festival of the Blues with Muddy Waters and Sonny Boy Williamson and all those people. Buddy Guy was playing in the band on that live record, and so that was the first album I got that had Buddy Guy on it. And then, you know, it wasn't too many years after that that Cream came out, and the Yardbirds first. And then the Blues Breakers and all that stuff. A friend of mine's uncle went to England on business, and he brought back the Blues Breakers. And this friend of mine called me up and played it for me on the telephone when I was, you know, like 14 or something. I don't know.
And when did they personally enter your life?
I think after we started making records in the Thunderbirds, we started getting on shows with Eric. I guess that was in the 80s.
Yeah, the pictures that I've seen of you, when I tried to track back and see where did he first run into these cats, I see pictures of you and Buddy Guy. Man, both of you look so young, and you're on stage together.
Oh, I know. I met him at Antone's. Of course, I had his records way before that, but Buddy Guy would come and play for, you know, a week, and I'd be up there every night. You know, we were opening the show.
When did you first play with Eric?
I first played with Eric, I'm trying to remember the first time. It was in the 80s when the first Thunderbirds record came out. We went to England, and we saw him play somewhere, and then we did some shows with him.
You're so understated about it, but this is a guy, Jimmy Vaughn, who was just playing the Royal Albert Hall earlier this year. with Clapton.
Well, it's a beautiful place to play. It sounds fabulous in there. Well, you know what happens when I meet all these guys that are my heroes and everything and get to play with them and actually know them for a long time and everything is when you go out on stage, your shield still comes up and you play. And then when you go home, you go, man, I just played with Eric Clapton. But while it's happening, you have to take care of yourself.
That's good, though. That's some insight into it. You just revealed a little bit more of it because you understate it. And I'm thinking, man, it's amazing this guy's life, you know, the kinds of things that you do. I mean, here it is. We're talking about your current life. This isn't like stuff that happened 30, 40 years ago. This is stuff that happened last week and that you're doing coming up. And
well, you know, it's very exciting what I get to do. And we get to meet people like Eric Clapton and Buddy Guy, who are my heroes. It's incredible. But the guy is a sweet guy, and he knows my kids, and I know his kids, and I've known him for quite a while, so.
It's remarkable, these connections, and you got to be in the Louisiana Gator Boys in the Blues Brothers 2000. And this is just some of the people he was on stage with. Eric Clapton, B.B. King, Dr. John, Billy Preston, Steve Winwood, Lou Rawls, Isaac Hayes, Bo Diddley, Clarence Clemens, Jack DeJohnette, Joshua Redman, Coco Taylor.
Well, yeah, I remember it. It would be kind of hard to turn down a thing like that, even though if it was going to be a corny movie, you know. A lot of times you just go out, it's like meeting your old friends at a car show or something, you know.
Isaac Hayes, how many times had your paths crossed before that movie?
I've only met Isaac Hayes that one time.
Bo Diddley, how many times had you interacted with him prior to that?
Well, I've actually, in the 70s, my band backed up Bo Diddley. He came to Austin, and we were the band. He didn't know us until he got there, but we were all prepared, and we knew all his stuff and everything, and we tried to do a good job for him.
That must have been a special experience,
it's
huh?
It's incredible to meet Bo Diddley, okay? One thing that you always realize when you're around him, he's Bo Diddley and you're not. You know, Bo Diddley was like some spaceship captain from outer space or something. I don't know. He was Bo Diddley.
And you've had special times here in town, though, too. I was looking on YouTube, 1984. I wonder if you have memories. You did a really special gig here with your brother, Stevie Ray Vaughan, and Jeff Beck. Had you already been with Jeff Beck? You didn't even look moved by it at the time in the video.
No, I've seen Jeff Beck play, and of course, I've always been a big Jeff Beck fan, so.
Was that your first time playing with him?
No. So I think I'd played before.
Yeah, you look like, that's what I'm saying. It didn't look like you were starstruck or anything. We've talked about Eric, and you've played with Jeff. Have you ever played with Jimmy Page?
I've never played with Jimmy Page, no. Played with Robert Plant. Though.
I was going to say, just this year, right?
Yeah. And when we first had our record deal and we came to London, we used to play at a couple of little places there in London. And I remember Jimmy Page and... Robert Plant came to see us a couple of times because they liked our band. So
that's a very special thing. You know, we mentioned your brother. One of the things that people loved about you guys together is occasionally you do this bit where you'd have one guitar and the two of you playing it together. When did you first do something like that? Who thought of it? And tell us a little story about developing that.
Well, I have to think back. Well, I'm 4 years older, so I got a guitar and started playing. And then Stevie basically watched me learn how to play. And then I would set it down, and then he would play. You know, we had the same bedroom and one record player, and if I brought a record home and tried to learn it, he was right there, you know. When we got the double neck, it allowed us both to play at the same time, and we used to do that on one guitar.
With just one neck, you're saying?
Yeah, two people can play one neck if you're careful.
And that's a good way of putting it. You're funny.
But we used to do it for fun. And then when the double neck came up, it was like, I wonder if we can do this.
I like that. It's the great Jimmy Vaughan.
Are you going to come to the gig?
Yeah, maybe we can record an interview if you're up for it.
Well, absolutely. Look forward to it. And I can't wait to see you.
I can't wait to see you either. I'm giving you a hug and a high five, Jimmy Vaughan. Thank you so much for doing this, my brother.
Okay, buddy. Thank you.
Tough enough.
7